This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Despite the warning signs of a potential looming recession next year, the labor market in the U.S. is still very strong. That has proved an enormous benefit for Latino workers in particular. Last month, their unemployment rate was 3.8%, the lowest it's been on record. But if we do see a real economic downturn, what happens then? Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
When the economy starts to take a turn for the worse, the Latino unemployment rate usually spikes higher and faster than the national average. That's partly because Latinos disproportionately work in industries more vulnerable to business cycle downturns, says economist Jay Bryson at Wells Fargo.
Latinos make up about 18 to 19% of the workforce. They make up 33% of the employment base in the construction industry. And as we're seeing right now, home building is really starting to weaken.
New home construction is down 7.7% from last year. Carmen Sanchez-Cumming at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth says the low unemployment rate we're seeing amongst Latinos right now may be a little deceptive because it doesn't measure those who have left the labor force entirely.
Women in particular had way disproportionate care responsibilities. They had to stay home because of like school disruptions and medical disruptions, all of it.
Still, there are reasons to think Latino workers may fare better this time around than in previous downturns. While construction is still a major source of Latino employment, it's not as important as it used to be, says Mark Hugo Lopez, an economist with the Pew Research Center.
Back before the Great Recession, construction was the single largest sector of employment for Latino workers. Today, it's actually white-collar jobs and office workers who are the single largest group.
Lopez says that's because a younger cohort of U.S.-born Latinos with college degrees have entered the job market.
We have more of a U.S.-born, U.S.-educated workforce that is different than, say, the more immigrant-focused workforce of the 90s or early 2000s.
There's a possible downside to that, too, though. The median age for Latinos in the U.S. is about 9 years younger than the rest of the population, and younger workers are often more likely to be laid off than those with more seniority. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.